Ladies and gentlemen, we present the Navy Lark with our three stars, John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. Gardening is just the job for a fit man, particularly if you can afford a fit man to do the job. Now, personally, I just lend all my tools to my next-door neighbor, and I never ask for them back. But, however, even on board Troutbridge, Abel Seaman Johnson has a very serious gardening problem.
Now then, the point is, where's Abel Seaman Johnson going to get a dirty grape dollop of mud?
Right in his eye, mate. Look, what are you nattering about, anyway?
Mud. It's difficult stuff to get, mud is, you know.
Now, look, John.
I mean, when was the last time you saw a mud shop?
John, what are you talking about?
There's a fortune for the first bloke who opens a shop full of mud.
Look, I'll shove you on a 6 foot of it in a minute. What do you want dirty great dollops of mud for, anyway? Haste pack?
Certainly not. I'm gardening.
Gardening? What, aboard ship?
Yeah. I'm going to have a window box.
Look, Johnson, ships don't have windows. They have port-holes. You can't have a port-hole box.
No, I don't want one. I'm going to grow indoor plants. My mum, Min, sent me a packet of seeds.
Well, and why didn't she send you the mud as well?
Well, because where she lives, there aren't any mud shops either.
Look, Johnson.
It's a serious national problem, you know, not having any mud shops.
Look, will you be quiet about your muddy shops? Where are these flaming seeds of yours, anyway?
They're not flaming seeds, they're flowering seeds.
All right. What sort are they?
Well, they're the sort that needs mud, and you can't get mud because there aren't any mud shops.
Oh, look, I told you before. I don't care about mud shops. If I hear another word about mud shops, I'll find a ton of it and dig a big hole and fill you in.
I don't want a ton of it. I just want a dirty great dollop, so I...
Now, come on, give us a packet of seeds.
Here you are. Here you are. They're flowering umgrummets.
They're flowering what?
Umgrummets.
What the blistering bricks? That's all flowering umgrummets.
Well, they're the things that come up when you plant them seeds in mud, but you can't get in the mud because there aren't any mud shops.
Look here, Johnson, I'll do you a disaster call in a minute, I swear it.
They make jolly good soup, you know.
What do? I mean, who do? Go.
Umgrummets. Haven't you ever had umgrummet soup?
No, I don't think I... Here, wait a minute. Was that umgrummet soup your mum, Min, kept sloshing up when I was staying at your place?
Yeah, it's one of my mum, Min's specialities. Good tack, innit?
Yeah, it's tacky, all right. Tastes like a lot of loose glue. Yeah, and after you've swallowed it, it sticks like concrete.
Oh, that's something else I never thought of. There aren't any concrete shops either, are there?
But who cares?
Well, I do. There's something seriously wrong with the Board of Trade if you can't get a bit of concrete.
There's something seriously wrong with Abel Seaman Johnson if you don't cork up.
They make jolly good wine, too, you know.
What, the Board of Trade?
No. Umgrummets.
Yeah.
You ought to try a vintage bottle of Chateau Umgrummet. It's a bit cloudy sometimes.
Yeah, I can imagine. You're not drinking a flagon full of fluid fog.
Yeah. And that's something else you can't get.
Yeah, don't bother telling me they're not in the fog.
Well, there aren't any fog shops.
If there were, I'd lose you in one, I swear it. Now, look, shut up about your flaring umgrummets, whatever they are. I've got trouble to me own.
Oh, well, that's a novelty, I must say. Who you swindle this time, then?
There's no need to be uncouth, Patty. You must know Uncle Ebenezer and I have, ever so slightly crossed swords.
Pertwee versus Pertwee. That's going to be a fight to the death, if you like.
I don't like it. We Pertwees believe in harmony in the home, we do. Harmony in the home. We pride ourselves that the century, the Pertwees have been a shining, nay, glittering example of untroubled domestic bliss. Simple joy. Air delight. A little pleasure, Johnson. Like the smell of new-mown umgrummets in the summer's eve.
Well, now we know, don't we?
Know what?
Either you're talking about some other family, or you want to pat up the row because Nunky's winning.
Yeah. Well, the little difference of opinion are beginning to build up a bit, I agree. You see, Johnson, I happen to know that Nunky got his tug on our purchase in 1903 and hasn't made a payment since.
Well, I suppose you happened to mention to the hire purchase company where they could find it, just by accident.
Well, it did sort of slip out when I was in conversation with him, that don't you?
Yeah.
Well, when that bloke called on Nunky, he was having a refit.
What happened then?
Happened? He had to up anchor a bit sharper, of course. Now he's drifting about the ocean with no funnel for smoke. Every time he ties up and comes ashore, people think he's a Kentucky minstrel.
And I bet you've been trying to flog him a banjo and all.
Not what I've been trying to flog him, Johnson. It's what he's done. He's had me barred from every pub for miles. But he ain't going one.
Why not?
He spread the word that I'm, of all things, a cocker's knock. And now nobody will speak to me.
So a stalemate, isn't it? You can't go into a pub to flog our rum rations, and he can't get back into dock for his funnel.
There's no need to savour it, Dimple Dumpling. But I've got to get Nunky seaworthy again, somehow.
Well, why don't you just lend him some tools so that he can finish off his refit at sea, sort of running repairs like. Don't forget we're having a refit ourselves. There's spanners, wrenches and saws lying about all over the ship. Perhaps you could ask the dockyard chaps to lend you some.
Lend? You say lend? We don't want to take up our time asking them things like that. We'll just sort of tidy him up a bit.
You mean you're going to knock them off?
I'm not, you are.
Me?
Yeah, you. Go on, fetch him, boy. Good dog. Way you go.
No, thanks. I'm staying in me kennel.
No, you're not. You're collecting those tools, or chance he's going to be in the muck.
Oh, that's something else, isn't it?
What is?
Muck. When was the last time you saw a shop that sold muck? There aren't the shops...
I don't know who sells it, but I know who makes it. Your mum, Min, and her flaring umgrummet soup. Now, come on, Johnson. Scarper and tidy up all the tools you can carry. Come on.
All at once, she sent me round a note.
Mr. Phillips, this is my cabin, not the palais.
Here's the very note. This is what she wrote her.
Elvis.
Can't get away to dance with you tonight. Thunderguts won't let me. Da 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 da.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes, yes, sir.
If you don't stop your songs from a blonde beatnik, I'll give you a golden slip disc personally.
Well, I'm pretty cheesed off and chocker.
So are we. With all at once, she sent me round a note. Yeah.
Well, sir, she did. She keeps on sending them round.
Who does?
Heather. Ever since she's been old Povey's secretary, I haven't seen her because she's working. I mean, it's a bit much. Every time I ask Heather for a date, she tells me she can't make it because she has to work late at the office.
Well, coming from a girl to a man, it's a good twist, I agree.
Do you know how long I spent waiting for her and drinking hot froth in the snug snockery coffee bar last night?
About 3 hours.
Yes.
How did you know, sir? Well, I spent 3 hours waiting and drinking flat beer in the fireman's bucket and bell.
Here, I say, sir, that means we've been double-dated.
Well, hardly. She didn't turn up.
Well, that's not the point, sir. I mean, after she'd agreed not to turn up for me, she shouldn't have agreed not to turn up for you somewhere else at the same time.
Hmm?
Well, she shouldn't have done, should she, sir? I mean, even if she didn't, don't you agree, sir?
Well, I've no idea. I can't work it out anymore.
Oh, that's a pity.
Why?
I can't either.
We could give her a ring, I suppose.
Don't be ridiculous, sir. She can't be engaged to both of us. That would be bigamy.
That would be very big of you, I must say. Actually, I meant give her a ring on the phone.
Oh, I see, sir. Well, that's a good idea. I'll just ring the Thundergut's office and ask if Heather's there today. I think I'll go and issue the rum ration to help me forget things.
Mr. Phillips, when you issue the rum, it's the men who are supposed to have it, not you.
Oh, I know that, sir, but when they dish it out, golly willikins. Those wonderful fumes.
Yes, I know what you mean. But if you're issuing it today, keep your eyes open.
What do you mean, sir?
Well, make sure the ratings get it. Twice this week, I found about 12 dockyard workers in the queue. And the sooner this refit is complete and we can get back to sea, the better. Come in.
Morning, Governor.
Chattersby is the name.
Really? Any relation to ladies?
Chattersby, I said. I'm in charge of the gang working this ship.
Well, that's funny. I thought I was.
I mean the dockyard men doing this here refit.
Oh, good. I didn't quite see you as the number one.
I got a serious complaint, Governor.
Well, don't speak to me. Go and see the M.O.
I'm referring to the fact that all our gear has been whipped from under our very hooters.
Come again.
We're being done. Regular. And as soon as we put down a spanner on this ship, it vanishes. My men are going nuts.
Well, that's not much fun without a spanner, is it?
This is not a laughing matter, mate.
Oh. Yes, well, it does seem a bit strange.
I'll tell you something stranger, mate. Every time something else goes, either your chief petty officer or a fat geezer are a couple of yards away looking flipping angelic or something.
Well, that proves nothing. I mean, nothing.
Oh, it's probably sheer coincidence, mate.
Oh, and I suppose it's sheer coincidence that a couple of days after we lost Sonic, he tries to flog us, Sonic, exactly the same for half price.
That does seem a little odd.
Yes, he usually wants three quarters.
Well, leave it with me, Mr. Shattersby, and I'll look into it.
Right, Governor. But remember this. Sonic's got to be done about it, or there's going to be trouble. Or Sonic. That's right. Good morning.
Good morning. I say, it hasn't taken the chief long to open up shop, has it, sir?
No, but today is going to be early closing day. Where is he, do you know?
Yes, sir, but it shouldn't be difficult to find him. He'll be a couple of yards away from the nearest unguarded spanner, looking flipping angelic. Or sonic.
Yes, quite. Well, go and find him and tell him I appreciate his severe financial loss through leaving the island.
Yes, sir.
But he's to stop turning this ship into a free trading area at once.
Aye, sir.
Hello, Squadron Office. Captain Povey speaking. What?
No. Haven't you heard?
It's Captain Povey now.
You're too kind, but it would sound well, wouldn't it?
Admiral Povin.
Well, never mind. For the moment, Captain Povey will do. Yeah, officer?
No, I am not taking a full-page advertisement in the Times to announce it. Goodbye! Jealous lot. Come in.
Good morning, sir.
I must warn you, Ben Chasen, that we shall be working late this evening.
Oh, that'll make a nice change, won't it, sir?
There is no need for sarcasm. It's hardly my fault there's all this extra work to do now that I'm Captain Povey, is it?
Oh, quite, sir. Must be a terrible responsibility of being an acting captain.
You what? Yes. Quite. The promotion will be confirmed shortly, of course.
Of course.
Well, I mean, it's bound to be. Isn't it?
Oh, bound to be, sir. And then perhaps we can stop working late every night.
This is well, of course we can, once they've noticed it. Any messages this morning?
Yes, sir. The Admiral will be visiting the dockyard, and amongst other things, he wants to see what progress has been made on refitting Troutbridge.
He would. When's he coming?
Oh, by the end of next week, sir.
Oh, well, the refit should be complete by then. It's bound to be. Now, that ought to please him.
Yes, sir. I mean, you'll be able to drop a little hint about getting your promotion confirmed, won't you?
Yes, I shall. I shall do nothing of the sort. Very idea.
Sorry, sir.
Mind you, if he should happen to bring up the subject, I could just mention how smoothly the refit has gone since I took him out of the squadron, couldn't I?
Oh, I'm sure you will, sir. No, I mean, could, sir.
Just like clockwork. That's how it's been. Just like clockwork. Come in.
Morning, Governor. Chattersby's the name.
Oh, in relation to Lady Chattersby.
Chattersby, I said. I'm in charge of the gang on Troutbridge, and I thought you might like to know something.
What?
We're on strike.
Whoops, the spring in the clockwork just went boing, 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 boing.
On strike, but you can't, but you mustn't.
We have.
But why?
Having spanners nicked is one thing, but you've had it now.
But for pity's sake, what's happened?
Someone's nicked our mobile crane.
Oh, good.
Arnold went to drive it this morning, and there it was. Gone.
This is ludicrous.
Arnold's got the dead needle. Arnold has. You see, he'd signed for the flipping thing, and now they want to stop it out of his pay.
But if Arnold's got to pay for it, I shouldn't have thought he could afford to go on strike.
He can't. But with no crane, how can Arnold work to pay for the crane he hasn't got, eh? That's what we're striking about.
Oh, now, look here. You leave this to me. I'll get Arnold another crane from somewhere. The refit on that ship has got to be completed. The Admiral's coming to see her.
He's not, you know. He won't get past the pickets.
You can't picket an Admiral.
He's a non-union man, actually.
Now, let me sort this out. But in the meantime, for goodness sake, get the men back to work.
All right. But I'll not get her back to work on number two, Doc. It can't be done.
Why not?
I've declared it black.
Well, how about declaring it whiter than white again?
You're joking. You must be. I can't play ducks and Sir Francis with men like that. I should lose my authority, or something.
Well, if you don't complete that refit, so shall I.
Well, that's up to your shop steward, mate, not me. I'll tell you what I could do, though.
What?
Have Troopbridge move to another dock. We could work on her then.
Well, this is preposterous, absolutely preposterous. What, it would have cost a fortune.
Very likely. Now you know how Arnold feels about paying for that crane.
I can't. Very well, I'll have Troopbridge. Damn that Troopbridge. Move to number 5 dock. Will that suit you?
Fair enough. I'll tell the lads we've reached a settlement.
Or Sonic.
Strike. Morning. Right, Chaffee, it stopped fermenting. Bung it in the bottle, quick.
Right. Mind you, we're both of equal rank, so why I should take orders from you is beyond me.
Because you want a bottle of my umgrummet wine, and you won't get any if you don't give me a hand with the brewing up. Now pour it in.
You know, this reminds me of my Aunt Morpeth, this winemaking does, you know. Used to have treading parties in our bar, she did.
I didn't know umgrummets grew in Wales.
No, they do. She made her wine from leeks. Oh, but lovely smooth wine it was. But there was a nasty catch in it.
Nasty catch?
Yeah, you didn't find out what the catch was until the next morning, mind. Then you knew, all right.
All right, you two. How's the brew up coming along then?
We're all bottle cheap.
Then you want to be ashamed of yourself.
Chance will be a fine thing. Slaving over a hot vat we've been all day.
I don't know what you want all this umgrummet wine for anyway.
I'm going to play swaps with it, Johnson. The crew are going to get fat toes umgrummet wine instead of their rum ration. You see? And then when Monkey lifts the ban on Jonesy in the local pubs, Jonesy will be ready to do business as a rum sailor.
Old sailor? When the crew finds out you whip their rum, sailor you may be, but old I do.
Well, look, you put the rum essence in, didn't you?
Yeah, but that's not the point. These are shop umgrummets. They're not homegrown umgrummets like my mum Min uses.
Right, so what?
Well, it's not the umgrummet season. These umgrummets have been forced under glass. They won't have the true umgrummet flavour.
Look, I don't care as long as that stuff is the true 90% proof, 100% synthetic rum flavour.
You can't force an umgrummet if it doesn't want to go. They like to grow old gracefully.
Yeah, very likely. But none of us are going to grow old at all if that stuff doesn't taste like rum. Well, don't look at me. I wouldn't drink it if you paid me. And knowing you, there's not much chance of that.
He hasn't even paid me for these umgrummets yet. 10 pence a pound they are, you know.
Well, it's all in a good cause, Johnson. All in a good cause. I might add that thanks to our borrowing the odd spanner or two and certain other little arrangements that I've made, Nunky's refit is now complete.
Funnel and all?
Funnel and all. He's no longer being covered in smoke and coke.
Pity, I liked it better when you two were at war.
Well, hard luck. Now, all I need now is a volunteer to taste your homemade umgrummet wine. We're in. Ship stores here, but there aren't any.
There'd better be, Chief. The Admiral and Captain Povey are aboard. Bring a bottle of rum up to my cabin, will you? The Admiral wants a tot.
Rum for the Admiral, sir. I don't think we've... Oh. One high-ranking volunteer, boys.
What did you say?
What's it? Nothing, sir, nothing at all. Bottle of rum coming up at once, sir.
Good, as soon as you can, Chief.
Chief, you're not going to, surely.
Flying in the face of disaster, that's what you're doing. All right, then pass me a bottle of that umgrummet wine to Pertwee and get airborne.
But you can't do it. You can't give an admiral that stuff. It's hardly cold.
Good. It'll warm him as it goes down, then. if there's a
nasty catch in it like there is in my Aunt Morpheus, he'll warm you tomorrow. Leastways, not tomorrow, the day after. He'll be busy until then.
No, you'll never get away with it. Not with umgrummets that have been forced under glass, you won't.
Yeah.
Well?
Do you want a bet?
Well, Admiral, I must say, it's very nice to see you here again.
Well, you can see I've been on the beer again. Well, that's a nice welcome for a chef, I must say.
No, sir, number one didn't say that at all, sir.
Have some fun with a bat and ball. All right, sonny, what shall we play? Rounders or French cricket?
Well, just as you like, sir. I don't really mind.
Oh. You know, they're getting worse.
But which one?
Both of them. Hello, who are you? The Commander Povey, isn't it? Captain Povey, sir.
Hey?
Did you say Captain Povey? Who on earth promoted you?
Well, you did.
Well, that's just what I said. Who did?
Good grief. I said it was you, sir.
Some chap in a boozer. Can't be promoted by some odd bod over half a pint of slush, you know. These things are done officially. Oh, you'll get run in.
Wait, sir. One bottle of rum coming up, sir.
Oh, well done, Chief. Pour out some, will you?
Pleasure, sir. Pleasure. Only two charms, I'm sure. Delighted. Right away, sir. Turn it up. Yeah, pour it out, sir. With the lacrimosity, sir.
By all means.
Sir? What's all this service with a smile business? I mean, what's he been up to?
Precisely what I'm worrying about.
Ah, excuse me, your admiralship. That's your trunk.
Eh? Well, if that's my lot, I'll have to make do with it, won't I?
Collect your little noggins here, gents, please. This way, for your drink for a tray. Who wants some rum for his tummy?
All right, Chief, we've served ourselves.
Oh, well, down the hatch. Cheers.
A chair. Cheers.
Oh. Creeping Jenny, what's this muck?
It tastes like loose glue. White until it sets. What was that? Oh, I said it was the best I could get, sir.
Well, if you've got any more of this muck, send it back to main source for exchange, man.
I've got rather a lot, you know, sir.
Well, I don't care. Tell them I said you were to change it. Shocking tack. Blasted stuff tastes like ungrummet wine. Wicked luck. Now you tell him to change it.
Change it, sir. Oh, a pleasure, sir. Yeah. I'll get you a job. I'm delighted. At once, sir. Yeah, right away, sir. There is a change, sir. With a lacrimosity, sir.
By all means.
You know, Mr. Phillips, I don't know what's been going on, but I'm sure of one thing. We'll never find out now.
With C.P.O. Padre, sir. We never do.
Well, I must be shoving off. Oh, about my promotion, sir. I realize it's just a formality, but, well, the confirmation of rank would be much appreciated.
Your promotion?
Well, don't talk to me about it. See this mate of yours in the boozer. His idea, not mine. Well, I'm off to your post.
But the refit, sir, it's thanks to me. It's complete. I've worked late every day.
Okay, that's all right. I know the way. Cheers.
Sir. It's complete because
Captain Povey, our refit's not complete, you know.
Not complete? It must be. No, sir. It isn't. There's been a bike on a train. But I mean a crike in the string. No, a strike over a crane.
Strike? But I settled it. That's why I had you move here to number 5, Doc.
Ah, but this is number 6, Doc, sir. We couldn't use number 5.
No, sir. There's a tatty old tug in it with no funnel.
A tatty old tug with no funnel?
Yes, sir. The chaps who are working on us have been working on that tug like mad for days. She's about ready to put sea again now.
But we haven't got in any tugs to refit.
Oh, you must have, sir. Who else could it belong? Chief.
Well, if that's all, sir, I must be getting back to main store, sir. There's a chap there with a nasty attack of the ungrummet.
Yes, I mean to say.
Chief. Who does the tug belong to in number 5, Doc?
The tug. I said it was number 5. Oh, whoa. Can't be
off, have a look through the porthole, then.
Through the porthole, sir. Well, yeah, but I'd rather not, sir. Thanks all the time. I might catch a cold, you know.
Go on, open it up.
What are you doing, Johnsy boy? Waving me goodbye?
Get on, so get moving, monkey. For Christ's sake, they've rumbled it.
Who cares? I've got me funnel on now. Get up. Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon.
Of course, cop's a mushful of sooty smoke.
Well, Sambo, any idea who that tug belongs to now?
Wait till I get my hands on him at all. Wait till I'll boot him in his tall cat smokestack.
What's going on?
Am I to understand some civilian tug has had a refit by Admiralty without us knowing it?
He's looting us.
Well, give me the glasses. I'll soon settle this. Chief, petty officer, sir, Trey. Well, if that's all, sir, I'm just getting back to my tool, sir. There's a chap caught there, sir, with a nasty attack of the ungrammic, sir, and I want to get...
Chief, petty officer, Pertwee, what do you know about this tug?
Tug? Tug, sir, please.
What a wonderful bus it's like. Have you that kind? I've never seen that kind before in all my life. Nothing. Never. You have, eh? Then perhaps you would care to read her name on the star.
Her name?
Yes, Chief. It's very clear. It's just been painted by our workman.
What's it say, then?
H.M.S. Pertwee. H.M.S. Pertwee? It's a pure blonde coming, Sergeant. That tug's had a name change for details. I swear I don't know a thing about it. I was pretty damn drunk at the time, sir. Tidpins a pound of their lovely. Stop me and try. Can I get you a ton for the water? I tell you, they're in green and in the morning picked. A million grum one.
That was John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray working there.